Coming up on the show, Happy New Year's, everybody. Kind of a light week in entertainment news, but don't worry, we got you covered. Plus, Rick Piven's drunk.
Fuck yeah, I am.
Yes, he is. Stick around, everyone, because this show is going to be epic.
Talk nerdy to me.
My calculations are correct.
Welcome to Fanboys XL.
Don't cross the streams.
Warning, warning.
You are now listening to
the Fanboys XL Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Fanboys XL Podcast, the podcast for everything geek and nerdy in pop culture today. I am your host, Bob Fournier, and I am extremely sick. But joining me on the other end, the man who is not sick, but the man who is completely drunk.
I'm not that drunk.
He's
also
not that drunk.
I've been sick for 3 months.
Yeah, I know. I think I caught it over the internet.
Weird.
Weird.
Have you been making out with me while I was sleeping?
Moving along.
Son of a bitch. All right. So, Bob.
Yes.
Kissing bugs.
Really? All right. Okay. Go for it.
All right. Kissing bugs carry a deadly sleeping sickness. Chagra's disease, which infects 11 million people in Latin America, many of whom do not know they are infected. Without treatment, the condition is lifelong and can be fatal.
Kissing bugs?
So these kissing bugs apparently carry diseases that kill people. Stop kissing bugs, Bob.
That's what. Well, when you first read it, I'm like, kissing bugs? I'm like, why would you do that? I would never kiss a bug. The real question is how hard is that to read after you've been drinking?
Pretty hard.
You picked one with like a weird Latin term in it.
Chagras. There's not even an R in it. It's chagas. I got a bad case of the chagas.
Yeah, you should get that looked at. That's what I left in the toilet earlier. Anyway, welcome to 2013, everyone. Today's currently December 29th. By the time you listen to this, it'll be probably January 1st.
30th.
You're in the future and we're in the past.
30 days has September, April, June. Yeah, nope, it'll be Wednesday. Yep, the 1st. Well, isn't that great? You're starting your new year off perfectly. Unless you're listening to this like a week later. Is there a robot?
I have my own sound effects board.
I'm like, is there something going on with my computer right now?
It's my little R2-D2 on my desk.
All right. So, there may sound like a New Year's party going on in my house, but for Christmas we bought the kids a puppy.
Aww.
I am now the owner of a dog.
What'd you name it?
Snickers.
Horrible name.
I know, right?
Should have named it Balthazar.
I wanted to name her Spartacus. So we're trying to train this dog. So if you hear any yelling or screaming, I promise you everything is okay. It's school vacation, too, so the kids are home. No one's got a bedtime. It's great.
It's awesome.
It sounds great. Rick, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was badass. I had third Christmas today. I'm like a hobbit. We have second breakfasts, third lunch. I had my third Christmas today. My in-laws came up, so it was pretty cool. We had a good day.
That's awesome.
Christmas was pretty fantastic. I got pretty much everything I wanted.
Nice. What'd you get? What's the best gift you got?
My 3DS XL from my wife.
Nice.
That I picked out and gave her the money for.
Jenna, for that you get a... Good job. Okay. That's cool. Any good games? What have you been playing?
I got Ocarina of Time, of course.
Oh, yeah.
With it. And then today I went and picked up New Super Mario Bros. 1 and 2. So I've been playing a little bit of that.
Nice.
Which is a badass game. I know New Super Mario Bros. Came out a couple years ago for the DS. And New Super Mario Bros. 2 just came out like a couple months ago. But I'm playing the first one right now. And it's fucking cool. It reminds me of the Super Nintendo one, Wicked Bad.
Yeah, isn't it fun?
I love it.
Oh, it's great.
Absolutely love it.
Two best gifts I got. I got...
A puppy?
Yep.
Named Spartacus?
Yep. I wish. I really wish. I got Star Wars mugs.
Nice.
Nice. Light side and dark side. It was great. My uncle, you know I'm a hockey fan. You know I'm a big Bruins fan.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle got me a limited edition Bobby Orr Boston Bruins jersey, a 20th year anniversary one.
Nice. This
thing must have been mad expensive. When I opened it, I just got it today, and I was like, wow.
Is it epic?
It's... We'll get to that in a minute. Bunch of jerks.
Oh, fuck. I got something else for Christmas, too.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got a Dunkin' Donuts shirt that says, friends don't let friends drink Starbucks.
I saw someone wearing that shirt. I thought that was great.
I got one of those today with a gift card to Dunkin' Donuts for my morning coffee.
We also got something, too. And I don't know if this pertains to anyone at all, but Melina and I got, and this is the best thing, you moved away at the perfect time.
Oh, because
right down the street from where you used to live is a Five Guys Burger and Fries.
Oh, fucking A.
Dude, have you ever had it?
I've always wanted to have that, and now I don't live near... I live near where there used to be one. Is it in that wooden building across the street from the gym?
No, it's actually more towards the intersection next to Starbucks.
So, nowhere near where I used to live.
Well, down the street,
Starbucks is way higher up.
You could still walk there. Like when we used to walk to the gym and walk past Pizza Hut.
Is it where Blockbuster used to be?
Yes, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we went in there. Never been to a Five Guys before. Heard amazing things about it. We walk in. The place is packed. Potatoes everywhere. Like, what?
And on then the floor?
We order the burgers, and we go in line. And it was funny, too, because we're complete noobs, right? We're like, I'll get a
noobs.
Bacon cheeseburger. Okay, sure. And Melina's
you guys
like,
have the Baconator here, right? Oh, Melina, that's Wendy's.
Melina goes, can we get that to go? Melina's like, they're all to go.
You're not. It's like, you can't fucking eat here. You're not welcome.
You're not welcome here. So we go in the line, and all of a sudden you kind of watch the people in the line. They're going nonstop, and this lady's working there. She must love her job, dude, because she's like, number 86! 86, have a fabulous day! And I'm like,
fuck yeah, burgers!
Exactly, but let me tell you something. People talk about the fries.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say a word, but now I'm watching myself. They are great.
You have a child in the room with you?
No, it was another word. It started with an E that I'm no longer saying.
They were epic.
Yes, they were. The burgers are great. The thing, it took 5 minutes to get all the food and leave, too. It was crazy. It was awesome. I wish you were still around. Maybe when you come up here in January, February-ish.
Yeah, we'll get one. I'll have to get my Five Guys on.
Yeah.
I mean, five Guys burgers.
Yes, that's of course
not,
what you
not
mean.
Not a gay orgy full of sausage.
Wow. Wow. Take that to a
yeah,
whole new level.
I went there.
Let's move on to the weird news, shall we? And right. Instead of doing our normal weird news, let's talk about our favorite state.
Florida.
Florida. You, congratulations, Florida. You have won. Weirdest state of 2012. We've done the news stories for, what, 26, 27, 28 episodes?
28 episodes.
A lot of them come from Florida.
They do.
You know, we'll just alternate a few of these here. Here's just a few of the stories that came out in Florida in 2012. A lifeguard got fired for saving a life.
You know, that's good.
Yeah.
He saved a life. Terrible that he got fired for doing his job. We also have woman gets arrested for riding a manatee.
Only in Florida, friends. Only in Florida.
Listen, I don't like that they called me a manatee.
A man uses 911 for phone sex, and apparently he did it repeatedly.
911, what's your emergency? Oh, yeah, baby. I got my dick out right now. What are you wearing?
Sir.
And police tase an 81-year-old person.
I believe it was a female. I can't remember. I remember watching the video on it, though, and how insane it was. We have a man who chewed off another man's face, a homeless man's face, because of bath salts.
Which was, you know, epic. We also had a naked man shot by police after eating another man's arm.
Which is not as epic. And we also have a man wins a roach eating contest and then dies from a blocked airway right in front of the pet store he won the contest at.
Which is awesome. Adam Carolla has talked about this a couple times. He wishes that he was working at the coroner's office, and there was like a new guy on the team, and you knew that this guy had died from eating thousands of cockroaches, and be like, all right, you cut him open, I'll be right back. And he comes back, and the guy's like, you fucking sewage inside this guy. This guy's full of fucking cockroaches. So awesome.
Can you imagine? I didn't even think of that.
Can you imagine, like, if you didn't know how that guy died, and you cut his stomach open, and thousands of roaches come out? Because you know they're not all dead.
Oh, they can't be. They can't be.
I would lose my shit. I'd probably throw up all over the guy.
Well, thank you, Florida, for that, and hopefully we'll hear back from you in 2013.
Yes.
A lot of great segments from you. Thank you. Another thing we've been getting a lot lately, which is great, is emails.
Yeah. We need an email theme song.
Oh, you know what? I never even thought of that. Here, we'll just do this.
I
have too many clappings. I have this. No? All right, how about this? Okay, never mind.
The email, it never fails. It makes
you are so drunk. I don't care what you say. Here's the thing. This email, I'm not a huge fan of. I mean, it's okay. It's all right.
It's the best.
I will read it to you.
It's the best.
This email is from Ben in Virginia, who writes, "Hey guys, love the show, and I can't wait to see what happens for you guys in 2013. I started getting my friends into the show, and we got to tell you guys, we made a drinking game, sort of. It's quite simple, really. Anytime Bob says the word epic, everyone has to take a drink. It may not be
Is so drunk.
It may not be every episode, but trust me, there are some episodes where everyone would get hammered. All in good fun, though, Bob. Seriously, guys, keep up the great work. Love the show. Well, Ben in Virginia."
Ben, you probably should get out of Virginia, unless she's a consenting adult.
Why?
Get it?
Oh, wow, I'm slow today.
You are epically slow.
I am very epically, epically slow. It's so epic, it brings epic to a whole new level of epic.
It's so epic that, Ben, we have named the show for you.
The show is called Epically Epic Epicness of Epic Proportions.
Fuck yeah.
Epic. Seriously though, Ben, thanks for the email. I'm glad we can get you drunk at our expense.
Now we need drunk game drink.
Apparently Rick
we need drinking game rules for me now.
I think it should be anytime you swear.
Anytime I swear, people will be hammered by now. Be hammered. They would be hammered by the time we get out of the weird news.
Yeah, they would be hammered before we start the show.
They wouldn't know. They would be done. Like, did I just listen to a show? What's going on right now?
What happened? Well, yeah, if you guys are out there, let's get a drinking game going on for Rick Piven, too. And that way you guys can get completely hammered while you listen to us. And hopefully you're not driving while you're doing so.
Right?
All right, let's go ahead.
While I'm at work. That would be awkward. Well, it's part of the drinking game. I gotta take this shot.
I guess it's gonna happen. Well, we do have a little bit of entertainment news to talk about. Let's go over that for a little bit.
Good evening, ladies and
gentlemen. That sounds like something out of science.
I'd like to have a calm discussion.
Oh, I got another Christmas present. It was pretty awesome. One of the restaurants I deliver to a Batman pen that's the size of my forearm.
What?
It's huge.
Really?
It's one of those giant oversized like joke pens.
That is awesome.
And it's got Batman on it. And it really works too.
I can hear it. Yes, thank you.
Okay, continue. I just seen shit around me right now. It's reminding me of things.
Here's the difference between your life and my life right now. You went out for your third Christmas and you got hammered
with my in-laws at a restaurant at 6 o'clock at night.
I got done having a tea party with my daughter
and Snickers
Spartacus. Have you ever read the book The Giver?
No, because it looks queer.
It was kind of.
I remember my friend reading this book, and he always said that I should read it, but it's got some old dude staring at trees on the cover, and it never looked anything interesting. And it has one of them golden awards on it. What the hell is it? The Caldecott Award or whatever?
Something like that, yeah.
And that always made me not want to read those books, because I was like, this has got an award for being a good book.
Yeah, I read it in school. I had to read it in school when I was actually, like, I would say fourth or fifth grade.
I didn't have to, which was sweet.
It's kind of a sci-fi book from what I remember. It's got a green light to make a movie. They've been talking about making this movie since the 90s.
Wow.
I'm not going to spoil any part of the book, because once I do, it's going to be over. But
old dude looks at trees for 2 hours.
2 hours. 2 hours of it. Very interesting, though. I don't know. From what I remember reading of it, I don't know how it'll be turned into a movie. It's maybe I should reread it before I go on a tangent about it, but
possibly.
Yeah, I'll reread.
See, in fourth and fifth grade, I was reading Goosebumps. Fuck this giver shit. I was reading Say Cheese and Die and Say Cheese and Die Again. Those are literary genius works.
Well, why don't we just fast forward into something that's kind of depressing.
Something very depressing. Did you know there was supposed to be a Metroid movie?
What?
Fucking
John Woo.
John Woo was in 2004 was developing a live action Metroid movie, and then it just kind of fell apart, and they never made it.
It's crazy. Can you imagine John Woo doing a Nintendo like game movie?
It would be amazing. I mean, just think about it. I mean, granted, it's hard to make a movie based on a solo character, which is why I think they still haven't made a Zelda movie.
Right.
So I think you'd have to be like a team, and Samus would be part of the team, maybe. But it would be badass.
Yeah, it would. But yeah,
Alien, and just picture Ridley in a giant mech suit.
See, now, it would be great, and John Wood directing would be perfect, but I read in here somewhere that Nintendo slapped a lot of stuff of what they couldn't do.
Nintendo was probably like, look, we make systems for kids. You can't put tits in this movie.
Yeah, right? And then I guess Nintendo liked his previous films. They made a lot of stuff that they couldn't put on there. But then you gotta think, too, Super Mario Brothers.
Horrible, horrible, awesome movie.
Yeah,
I could watch that movie.
I'm sure Nintendo doesn't want to jump into another film and have that follow them forever.
What's your last name? Mario. Your first name? Mario. What's your name? Luigi? No, it's Luigi Mario. Such a bad
movie. That movie was so bad.
I saw that movie in theaters. I was pumped to see that movie in theaters when I was a kid.
Didn't that come out, what, like 90?
Came out in like the early 90s. It was like 93, 94, maybe?
Yeah, probably around 94, right? That was fuck bad. I think I saw that in theaters, too, and I think I liked it back then.
Oh.
They also were talking about how the script focused on the origin story of Samus before she became the bounty hunter.
Before it was revealed that she was a lady.
Remember that surprise? Do you remember that?
I didn't play the original Metroid.
Would you? If you did, would you have been surprised?
I'm surprised right now. Can't tell? Holy shit, it's a lady.
All right, well, that's a little bit of a sad story. Hopefully they get that back in the works, and hopefully John Woo directs it. That'd be great.
An even cooler story, have you ever wanted an alien coffee machine?
Absolutely. Now, I put this in the notes because, A, I want to talk about it for a minute. There's a short CG film called ETA. It's directed by Henrik
Clausen. Bearnsgaard Clausen.
It's got a guy in it, and he's just driving a ship. Movie, it's a 4-minute thing. It's boring as hell.
Yeah, he's just like chilling out. I mean, it's cool. He's wearing a Whalen Industries t-shirt, and his hat has more fibers in it than his hair does.
Yeah.
Like, the hat looks real, and his hair looks fake.
Yeah, there's
and his nose is as big as his face.
Yeah, there's a lot of small little Easter eggs towards Alien in this, but it's basically a guy riding around in the ship, and he gets up and he hits a coffee button, and out of nowhere you see this alien come out, and it's just like the movie Alien, and it gives him coffee.
I don't remember what those aliens were called.
All I know is it was boring.
The Alien movies or this movie?
This movie. Alien was great.
It came out and it looked like a mech version of an alien. I was like, fuck yeah, mech robot aliens, that's sweet. And when its little tongue thing, his inner mouth comes out, it gives him coffee.
Yeah, cool idea, cool concept, I really like it, but afterwards I just watched 4 minutes of nothing. Like, it was him like doing nothing for 4 minutes until that alien came out.
It
was really well done, though, I gotta say. This guy's been doing CG stuff, apparently. He's got, like, 7 movies online here. Two of which are 2 naked dudes looking down at you. Don't know why, but that's cool.
You would watch that.
I didn't watch it.
You did.
That can be found on Geek Tyrant, not the naked guys, the alien movie.
Yeah. If you want to know something worse, also on Geek Tyrant is the first 4 minutes of the zombie film Warm Bodies.
Now, we have another podcast that we do called Zombies Ate My Podcast.
Yes, we do.
We talked about this and how we thought it might be pretty cool.
Until they released footage.
You can now go online and watch the first 4 minutes of this movie online.
And follow a zombie around an airport as he has an inner monologue about not wanting to be a zombie anymore.
Yes.
I thought zombies couldn't talk or think. Oh, wait, this is Twilight version of fucking zombies.
And you know what's funny that you said that? Is it kind of makes me think, like, at first I was like, hey, this could be cool, a zombie love story. It's different enough. It gets the name out there. And then I watched this and I'm like, it's going to be a whole movie about this, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
And in the trailer, it shows him, he sees a girl, and suddenly it zooms into his chest, and his heart comes back to life. And he starts coming back to life and learning words and talking to the girl, and I'm like, this is fucking lame. Fuck this shit. Fuck this movie.
Well, Rick Wormsley,
Warm Bodies can go suck a dick.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking lame movie.
You're not allowed to drink before the show anymore.
Fucking lame movie.
It does look pretty lame. I'm
decided that when we get it. Who was like, hey, look, let's make a zombie movie. And a zombie falls in love and comes back to life, ignoring everything zombies ever.
Well, you know what's weird, too? It's got Rob Corddry and John Malkovich in it, too.
Yeah, I think John Malkovich is looking to make a payment on something. He's like, I just need a check. I don't care.
The movie's called Warm Bodies. You can watch the first 4 minutes and decide for yourself. But according to Rick...
fucking clown shoes.
Besides that, we have a... remember when they asked J.J. Abrams to direct Star Wars?
Yes.
He refused. We all know that because he's not directing it. He refused because he wanted to have the... He was loyal to the Star Trek franchise.
Well, yeah, he's a Trekkie.
But it's kind of weird to me. Why? Like, there's really no reason why you can't do both.
It's probably like why Peter Jackson wouldn't do it, because he's spending so much time doing Lord of the Rings shit that he probably doesn't want to do Star Wars stuff. So J.J. Abrams is, you know, just getting done Star Trek now. He's probably going to do something else, and then he'll probably do a third Star Trek movie. And he probably just doesn't want to get involved with another space sci-fi movie.
He is doing another movie. Remember that little movie with the puppet things we talked about? I can't remember what it's called.
The puppet.
Not puppets. They're little tiny alien-looking creature. I don't know. They were on an island.
Oh, the fucking Pokemon movie?
Yeah, yeah. Remember that?
I remember. Oh, yeah.
But what do you think of a Star Wars directed by J.J. Abrams? How good would that be? Or would it be confusing? I think
it would be cool. It would be confusing, and there'd be a lot of lens flares.
It just flashes back between different characters.
The lightsaber would go on, and you'd get blinded for a second.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
And then they'd get trapped on an island. And it turns out it's purgatory. Darth Vader comes back to life. It'd be weird.
You know who's what's weird too? They're talking about Christopher Nolan being very quiet about everything.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't do
it.
I
don't think he would.
He made a Batman movie like it could actually happen. There's no way he could make Star Wars.
No, I don't see.
It's like, look, I'm gonna make the Star Wars movie like it could actually happen.
As good as a director, and as much as I love Christopher Nolan, I don't think he would make a very good Star Wars movie.
I think James Cameron would be awesome.
James Cameron would be really busy
with fucking Avatar.
Yeah, but I think for the rest of his life, remember? Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, just look at Avatar. You could take Avatar, replace the blue cats with Jedis.
Do you hear my dog barking in the background?
I do.
Say hello to Snickers.
Your little Balthazar. I still think you should have named the dog Rick. Best name ever.
Right.
But, I mean, if you think about it, James Cameron would be awesome, but there's so many directors out there that could do it, and there's so many directors out there that we don't even know about that could make it awesome as well.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I don't know. I don't. I would have loved to have seen a J.J. Abrams take on it, but, I mean, I can also see why I wouldn't like to see one, because he is just too over the top. He's a little bit too epic.
Too lost.
Too lost. Too, yeah.
He needs a revolution.
But we'll see.
He's on the fringe of entertainment right now. He needs to take a flash forward and figure out what he wants to do.
Whoa. Where did you come out with that?
All off the spot. Right off the top of my brain.
Nice. I like it when you've been drinking. Let's talk about the best trailer that's out on TV right now. Scary Movie 5.
It's not the best trailer fucking ever.
It's
at all.
Now, I've yet to see any Scary Movie movies.
Are you serious?
I haven't seen. I've seen half the first one when it was on TV. It wasn't half bad. You own how many? Four?
Four. The first two were good. That was when they were just spoofing Scream and like movies like that. And then it started getting weird on the third one. And the fourth one has a giant iPod on it. It's fucking stupid.
Now, this one looks like it takes on the latest Paranormal Activity movie.
And Inception. With butt plugs.
Dude, there's a guy that looks just like Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's the scariest thing about this movie.
I thought it was him. I'm like, what is Leonardo DiCaprio doing in this movie?
Yeah. At least they got good actors like Ashley Tisdale and Lindsay Lohan.
Charlie Sheen. Terry Crews, obviously, as always.
Mike Tyson. And
Cat Williams. So the trailer itself looks absolutely terrible. It doesn't even look funny.
Yeah. And the dude who comes in to get rid of the demons is what's his face? He plays a black pimp in every movie he's in.
Cat Williams, yeah.
Yeah. Punches the guy in the face. He's like, the demon's in my hand.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Like, when are they gonna stop? Then again, when are they gonna stop making Paranormal Activity movies? Did I tell you that I saw 4?
Why did you see 4?
Melina wanted to watch it.
Why did you see 3?
Melina wanted to watch it.
Terrible.
Melina wanted to watch it.
Melina has bad judgment in movies. Because she also made you watch The Raven.
She did the night we were supposed to watch Avengers. Yeah, she's never going to live that down.
It was a good option.
Paranormal Activity, the first one. Great movie. We talked about this before. The second one I wanted to see because I thought it would be a good follow-up. Not so much.
The second one made me not watch the third one or the fourth one.
Third one, I was hoping would be the end. I think we watched it for that reason.
Yep.
So, it was terrible. This one, not one scary thing happened.
Awesome.
Like, nothing happened. But they used a Kinect sensor.
Awesome.
Cool, right? You could barely friggin' see the ghost through the Kinect dots.
Right.
That's great. And then it was like, I think it was like an hour and a half or so. And the first hour and 25 minutes were nothing. The last 5 minutes were the typical pushing bodies around kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I didn't even care to watch it.
Yeah, we also watched, what was that other movie? Oh, The Apparition.
Mm-hmm.
It was even worse.
Stop watching terrible movies.
It wasn't a good day. I want a horror movie to come out that's good.
Evil Dead.
I'm waiting.
I watched the trailer for Evil Dead again today.
You were like, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god.
Like, oh, she licks that knife and it cuts her tongue in half. It's the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
Strange.
yeah.
I don't know. I went off topic there. I apologize. Scary Movie 5. Looks like it sucks.
Yeah. And something that looks like it doesn't suck, Star Trek 2, speaking of J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
Apparently they're describing Benedict Cumberbatch's villain to be a mix between Hannibal Lecter, Jack from The Shining, and The Joker.
Those are three scary dudes.
It says, when JJ described the role to me, he described someone who was, in movie terms, a mixture of Hannibal Lecter, Jack in The Shining, and Joker in Batman. He's someone who has enormous physical strength. He's someone who's incredibly dangerous, both physical entity and through the use of various technologies and weapons, and who performs acts of what I would describe as terrorism. That's a fucking run-on sentence.
Wow.
He's also a psychological master. He manipulates the minds of those around him to do his bidding in very, very subtle ways. So he's crazy.
He's absolutely crazy. He's a cannibal. He just wants to watch the world burn.
Hannibal is just really smart. The cannibal thing is extra.
The bottle of Chianti. I can't believe you finished that. That was great. How did you even do that?
I'm awesome. That's
that was epic.
So that's cool. That's better than the villain from the first Star Trek movie, who is so terrible. I don't even remember who it was. Was it Eric Bana?
I believe it was. Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, like you said, it was terrible.
Like, the movie was really good, but the villain choice was not rememberable at all. Not even a word.
All right. Well, like I said, it was a light week for news, but don't worry, we're making up for it with a little bit of stuff later on in the show. But first, let's go ahead and do what we're recommending this week.
Incoming recommendations.
The most epic explosion in podcast history.
Boom!
So, Rick, why don't you go ahead and... Before we do, last week you made a recommendation that could be found on Hulu.
Yes.
A BBC show called The Misfits.
Yes.
I watched that show because you recommended it. Let me tell you something. This show is dirty, filthy, disgusting, and rotten. And I loved every minute of it.
It's such a good show.
It's so great. Guys, if you like raunchy, dirty humor... This is great. It's got that like young adult style humor mixed in with like the real world superhero problem kind of thing, if you want to call it that. I love the fact that they end up killing people over and over again by accident, but it's crazy. It's a great show. That's an awesome recommends.
Thank you. I know good stuff.
You know good stuff. So speaking of which, what is this good stuff? Whoa, God! I just looked at it.
Well, I have two recommends.
Okay,
the first one. Is the drink that I had tonight.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. Go with that.
It's called the Angry Apple Pie.
It sounds kind of gay.
Well, I've been drinking Angry Orchard for the past, like, month.
That's a good drink.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's hard apple cider. But this, at the restaurant, because they have it on tap at the restaurant I go to.
Yep.
It's 1 ounce amaretto, 1 ounce orange juice, cinnamon schnapps, and a whole full bottle worth, almost, of Angry Orchard. And it tastes... just like a fucking apple pie.
Really?
It's so goddamn good. I had a couple. If you couldn't tell.
A couple or a full lot?
I had an awful lot.
Yeah.
Plus, I had an Angry Orchard before I went out to eat.
Really?
Yeah, it's delicious.
I love Angry Orchard. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So this drink will knock you back a little bit.
Yes. If you like apple pie, drink this shit.
Which is why you're in the state you're in now.
Yes.
And I don't mean New Hampshire.
Now... I'm recommending the book, The Krampus, The Yule Lord. It's done by Gerald Brom, but he just goes by Brom. And he does all of my favorite paintings. I mean, my back is covered in a tattoo that is his paintings. I read all of his other books. He does a really good book, The Child Thief, which is an adult violent version of Peter Pan.
Yep.
And this is his new book. And The Krampus is, I don't know if it's Krampus or Krampus. Because it's German, I think.
Right, it's probably Krampus.
Krampus,
the Yule Lord.
And it just came out like a month ago, and I got it for Christmas. And it's essentially a demon that was banished for 500 years by Santa Claus.
Yep.
And now he's getting out and he wants revenge.
How does Santa Claus banish anyone?
It's so fucking amazing. You've I'm a couple chapters
naughty.
In. I'm going to read you.
Oh, yes, here we go.
Something from the mind of the Krampus.
Okay, so this is The Krampus by Brom.
Yeah. And this is from the foreword at the beginning.
Okay, here we go. Rick's going to read. He's going to try.
You ready?
Yes, we're all ready.
Santa Claus, my dear old friend, you're a thief, a traitor, a slanderer, a murderer, a liar, but worst of all, you're a mockery of everything which I stood. For which I stood.
Keep going, you're good.
You have sung your last ho-ho-ho, for I am coming for your head. For Odin, Loki, and all the fallen gods, for your treachery, for chaining me in this pit for 500 years. But most of all, I am coming to take back what is mine, to take back Yuletide. And with my foot upon your throat, I shall speak your name, your true name. And with death staring back at you, you will no longer be able to hide from your dark deeds, from the faces of all those you betrayed. I, Krampus, Lord of Yule, Son of Hell... bloodline of the great Loki, swear to cut your lying tongue from your mouth, your thieving hands from your wrists, and your jolly head from your neck. Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Dude, it's such a good book.
Sounds kind of epic.
Yeah. He is a descendant of Loki, and it's great. And Santa Claus is this paintings, and every chapter has a painting at the beginning of it. And there's similar paintings in the middle of the book. Santa Claus is jacked. He looks like a barbarian from Diablo.
Nice.
Massive. And just like in the opening chapter, there's this dude who's about to kill himself because he's getting divorced, and his wife and kid are living with some other dude. He's about to eat a bullet, and he passes out.
Yep.
When he wakes up, Santa Claus is fucking hauling ass by his fucking truck, and these demons are chasing him down. And he hops in his sleigh, and his sleigh goes up in the air, and he's beating the shit out of these demons. And one demon falls on the guy's hood of his car, and all this shit's going on. And the fucking sleigh ends up going off, crashing into a mountain, breaking the reindeers in half.
What?
And, Santa has to take out his giant bastard sword and cut the reindeer's heads off to put them out of their misery.
Wow.
It's so good.
That's crazy. Now, you can buy this book on Amazon, right?
You can buy the book on Amazon for $18, or you can buy it on Kindle for $12. I have the hardcover book because
Like something you want to get a hardcover of, though.
I collect everything he does. I mean, it's got the pictures on it. I assume that the Kindle version has the pictures in it as well.
That's not the same. Go support this guy. Buy the hardcover.
But the other books he's done, Child Thief, like I said, is a retelling of Peter Pan. He does one called The Devil's Rose, which is what my back tattoo is based on. It's a Western where the cowboy comes back to collect souls for the devil, kind of like Ghost Rider. And then he does another book called The Plucker, which is an adult version of Toy Story.
Wow.
These toys come to life to defeat these demons that live under this kid's bed. The demons are trying to kill the kid and put their souls into his body so they can be reborn.
Now, not only that, the story seems kind of cool. The writing seems great, but this guy's artwork is fantastic.
Yeah, his artwork is.
It's almost worth the $19 just for the pictures in each chapter.
He also does artwork for Magic the Gathering. He did the cover for the original Doom. If you see any of the Diablo 3 stuff, he did the design for the Demon Hunter, the girl version.
Yep.
And he also did, the angel.
Tyrael.
He did that painting where he's, standing in the middle and his sword's there and he's, just got, a tan background behind him. The fuck is it? It's in that Diablo 3 book.
Yeah,
he did that painting. He did a bunch of shit for Diablo 3. Like I said, Magic the Gathering. He does all that shit. He's fucking amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Krampus.
I think a couple weeks ago I recommended his Kickstarter.
Yeah, I think you did. We talked about it at least.
Yeah. So I definitely recommend this book. It's amazing.
My recommends is not as evil. it's a movie or a TV show. I'm not sure yet. It's based off of a TV show. It's a Canadian movie. It's called Video Game High School. Comes out in 2012. Came out in 2012. Mm-hmm. It's basically what you think it is. It's a high school where people play video games.
I looked into it. It's also, apparently, it was also a YouTube show first.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is, because on IMDb it says it's a series.
Yeah, it's it was a 4-episode show, I think.
And I think this is either mashed up into the movie or it's an actual movie. Best part about the movie that surprised me and caught me off guard, because Netflix recommended it, and I was like, sure, I'll check it out. It's got 4 stars. Is that Harley Morenstein from Epic Mealtime?
Epic Mealtime!
Yes, yes it is. As soon as I heard the voice, I was like, really? Really? This guy? That's great. He plays the dean of this video game high school, and basically it follows this young noob kid who ended up and it's cool too, the movie will show the kids playing the actual, they're all playing first-person shooters. Instead of just showing them playing video games, it'll kind of show them, the movie transports them into the game, and they're kind of running around with the guns and stuff, even though they're just playing a game. You know what I mean?
Kind of like that movie Gamer, which was terrible.
Yeah, but they're not actually, you know what I mean? They're on computers playing.
Right.
But then it shows, it's weird to explain, but it basically follows this young kid around who was just going to regular high school. He ended up killing this number one rated player who was going around noob stomping people, they called it. And he gets into video game high school for it, and he's trying out for the JV team, falls in love with this girl, that kind of thing. Actually really well done. And if you think of mainstream gamers and stuff like that and the way they talk in this movie, it's spot on. Spot on. It's great. It's got a couple of side stories going on with the side characters and stuff like that. But it's got Harley from Epic Mealtime. I don't think I need to say anything else.
Epic Mealtime. I do like that at the bottom of the screen where they're like, if you like Video Game High School, here's more things like it. And one of them is Buck Rogers.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Buck Rogers, an astronaut, goes on a space mission, only to awaken 500 years later.
Thank you.
No problem.
So yeah, that's my recommends. It's Video Game High School, Netflix streaming. If you're into video games at all, take a look at this movie. It's a lot of fun. It's just really well done. It's a good movie.
Nice.
Netflix streaming, everyone. Nice. Netflix streaming. All right. So that's our recommends for this week. Well, I think we got enough time.
We do.
To do both.
There's always enough time.
All right. Well then, let's go to our top 10 list.
Which one do you want to do first, Bob?
I only see one in here.
Well, you said you wanted to do what? Oh, God.
Okay, we won't talk about that yet.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm opening the 10 greatest enemies of Godzilla.
Yes.
All right, haven't opened this yet. I'm assuming you're going to read these to me?
I will. Number 10. Angurious.
He does look angry.
He looks like a turtle with spikes on his back. I love how shitty this stuff looks. If you look at the set around him, it looks like a toy.
Oh, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. This thing looks like a Stegosaurus turtle mixture.
It looks like it just got laid.
No, it doesn't. Maybe, I'm not even going to get into that. That's just the first monster Godzilla fought.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Number 9, Batra.
Everyone knows Batra.
Batra is the yin to Mothra's yang. They're apparently arch enemies. They originally meant to be twins, but Batra is the evil one.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which is weird that they're twins, since one's a bat and one's a bug.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Number 8?
Oh.
Ghidorah?
What is this thing?
It's two eyes on a metallic blob.
Pretty much. It's a smog monster.
Looks ridiculous. Look at the toy cars.
It feeds on the planet's pollution.
Nice. And then we have number 7 is Biollante.
Look at this thing. What is that? That's part Godzilla.
Yeah, it's apparently spliced with Godzilla and a rose bush.
That makes sense.
That's what I would do.
Yep.
If I was splicing Godzilla with something, I would definitely splice it with a fucking rosebush.
That's something that went wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Number 6 is Rodan. He is essentially a giant bird.
That's all he is. He looks like a giant bird.
Yeah. Kind of lame. Moving on. Number 5, Gigan.
This guy, he can't even pick anything up.
Gigan. Or Gigan. He's a fucking Godzilla with hooks for hands and a beak.
Looks like a giant chicken.
It's ridiculous. Why would they be like, look, we're going to have him fight monsters. Let's make him have hook hands.
Those sound dangerous.
He can't pick anybody up. He can't punch anybody. He has hook hands.
He has hook hands. He can't even hook anyone because they're facing the wrong way.
All right. Now, number 4. Mothra.
Look at this thing.
Mothra is apparently in 11 Godzilla movies. I didn't even know there was that many Godzilla movies.
Oh, yeah, dude. In Japan, they're crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's extremely powerful psychic abilities.
Ooh. Isn't there a Pokemon that looks like a moth that has psychic abilities?
I don't know.
Butterfree? Flea?
Butterfree? Butterfly?
I don't know. Number 3.
Flutterby?
Mechagodzilla.
I thought this one would be number 1.
It is just robot Godzilla.
That's all it is. You don't need to describe it.
Number 2, Destoroyah.
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 Destoroyah. Yeah.
Destoroyah. Yeah. It's a giant red Godzilla with wings.
No, it looks like a bat with a unicorn on its head. Is that a unicorn or is that just the sky? I can't tell from this awful painting.
It has a horn on its head, not a whole unicorn.
No, that's not what I meant. You know what I meant.
It looks like a dragon with a unicorn on its face.
Just tell me what number 1 is.
Apparently, he's also known as the Oxygen Destroyer.
It's Destoroyah.
Destoroyah. Number 1, King Ghidoran. Ghidorah?
Ghidorah.
Yeah. It's a Hydra. And that one and Mothra and Mechagodzilla are the only ones I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I've heard of this one. I've seen this one. not a huge fan of it. I mean, it's a three-headed monster. I mean, it's, I think, is this the one that's the, like, once it was introduced, this was Godzilla's big enemy, right? Like, this
yes,
was his actual...
powerful monsters in the series.
Yes, yes. He's a king. Why would he be?
He's an evil three-headed space dragon. That just sounds wrong. He can shoot lightning from his mouth.
Who can't? Who can't?
Right? I'm not going to lie. I don't like Godzilla.
I'm not a huge fan.
I never get into Godzilla.
Not even of the Jeff Goldblum one. I didn't like that.
Nobody did.
Was Jeff Goldblum in that movie?
No. It was Ferris Bueller.
Matthew Broderick? Really?
Matthew Broderick, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what's his face? The other dude you just said was in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that might have been what I was thinking of.
Jeff Goldblum.
I'm sick. Give me a break. Oh,
got his name. I can never get into Godzilla. I think the Pacific Rim movie that's coming out is going to be something that brings me into monster movies, but I don't think it'll ever make me watch a bunch of dudes dressed up in monster suits.
I'm into monster movies. I mean, I loved Cloverfield. I've seen Godzilla. I'm just not a huge... I just don't think I can get back in that era. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain movies that you can go back and watch, and they're still good and classic. This isn't one of them. So, before we get into our normal wrap-up and whatnot, this is the last time we'll be podcasting in 2012 together.
Yes.
Thank you for all the memories. Yes. Especially this one night here. But I want to do a little rundown, and this is kind of on the fly, not scripted.
Off the cuff.
What?
Off the cuff.
Off the cuff.
I was yawning while talking.
Anything that we can think of. We'll start out with the normal geeky stuff. Favorites of 2012. Rick, your favorite movie of 2012?
That would be Skyfall, Bob.
Skyfall. Haven't seen it. I'm actually going to surprise you and go with The Dark Knight Rises.
Ooh.
I think that was better than The Avengers rewatching it.
Me, being a Batman fan, you think that I would pick that too, but there's a lot of shit that I didn't like about it. But there's a lot of stuff I did like about it. It's really hard.
Yes.
Because I forgot also this year was Avengers and stuff like that, but Skyfall was so good.
Yeah, and if you watch The Dark Knight Rises a second or a third time, like I did, you can kind of, like, you start appreciating it a little bit more. It ages well, Rick. It ages well.
Until they call Joseph Gordon-Levitt Robin.
Yes.
And then I go, oh, I forgot.
That kind of ruined it. You should use your first name. Yeah, anyway. Spoiler alert.
Spoilers!
Your favorite
DVD.
I don't know, you might have answered this already. Your favorite book of 2012 that you read?
That's a tough one because I haven't read many books this year.
I can probably pick one that'll probably be both of ours.
I mean, I read a bunch of comic books this year.
Do you remember the book that we read a little while back, Ready Player One?
Yes.
Have to be our number one book. And did you know this, everyone? All of our faithful listeners. If you go to audiobooks, that's what I said. If you go to Audible and you download the audiobook of Ready Player One, it is narrated by none other than Will Wheaton.
Yes, it is.
Will Wheaton.
As Chris Hardwick calls him, Double Dubs.
Double Dubs, yeah. which makes a fantastic book even better. If you guys haven't read Ready Player One or you haven't listened to our shows from, like, I don't know, number one, that's a very awesome book. You should read it.
Yeah, essentially, imagine you're living in a world where you live through World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Essentially. Like, you go to school through World of Warcraft. You talk to your friends through World of Warcraft. You just sit at a computer all day.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Let's say, favorite TV show 2012. You got one of those?
I got rid of cable.
Oh, that's right. I would actually...
If I had to go through favorite TV show of 2012... there wasn't really anything new this year that I was big on. I mean, like, I tried Revolution, I tried all that shit, but it just wasn't that great. It's more of just stuff continuing, like Walking Dead and Sons of Anarchy, and I got wicked into Doctor Who this year.
Yeah, you had to pick best season on TV that you watch between, like, The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones and stuff, what would you pick?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I think that's hands down an amazing season they had this year, and I can't wait for 2013.
Oh, yes.
On that one. So, Game of Thrones it is for best series so far.
Yes.
Let's think what else we got. What about your favorite? I had something written down and I deleted it. Favorite comic book of 2012?
One that came out in 2012 or one that I read in 2012?
We'll just go with red to make it easier on you.
I'm going to go with Batman from the relaunch in the New 52. with the whole Court of Owls and all that stuff. It was an amazing Batman book done by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo. It's fucking awesome.
Mine would be one issue of The Walking Dead because it made me cringe like none other. It's issue 100.
Oh, yes.
No spoilers, but...
I'll spoil it. There's zombies in it.
Oh, God, you did it. Why did you do that? your favorite... let's just go ahead and hit it. Favorite video game that came out this year.
That's not fair. Favorite video game, not gonna lie, Mists of Pandaria's expansion.
She took mine.
I mean, Borderlands 2 was awesome, and Torchlight 2 was awesome as well, but I haven't put as much time into those as I have into Mists of Pandaria.
Yeah, Mists of Pandaria would actually probably win for me. It's a toss-up. I mean, Diablo 3 was really good when it first came out.
I would put that as my biggest upset video game of 2012.
Really?
Because after I beat it in a week, I no longer needed or wanted to play it.
Yeah, I could see
so
that.
So the only good thing is I got it for free for doing that annual pass thing. But there's no replay value. I mean, I don't want to play it again and do the same thing again just because it's harder.
Yeah. Mists of Pandaria, though, I think Blizzard kind of finally hit it with the expansions because look at us finally talking video games on this podcast. We could never do it right? before. Mists of Pandaria, I think Blizzard hit it because they got everything right this time. You have your daily quests, your grinds, your quests for those people, the lore behind it. Your content's coming out fast. I mean, I'm up to rating level on my first character, almost there on my second. And it's like a whole new game. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I put a lot of time into this expansion already. And I think, for me, I was going to pick The Walking Dead because, you know, it was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to do it with Mists of Pandaria.
Yeah, I mean, if you just think about just how much time we've put into a game this year, that's the game we've been playing.
Yeah.
And granted, it's World of Warcraft. It's, you know, 10 years old or whatever. But that expansion is freaking epic.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And let's wrap it up. What's your favorite podcast you've been listening to this year? And by the way, people, Rick listens to a lot of podcasts.
I do. I think I have 24 podcasts that download every all week.
Yeah.
But my favorite show, it has to be a tie, and you almost can't compare them, is The Morning Stream and The Adam Carolla Show. They both deal with news, and they're both morning shows. But Adam Carolla is like the raunchy dude you want to go drink with, and you love hearing him bitch about stuff, as opposed to The Morning Stream, which is two funny guys who you want to go play video games with.
Yes.
And go watch a movie with them and stuff. They're both awesome, and the second I have one of those shows on my iPod, no matter what I have for the other ones, I listen to those first.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Really good podcast, both of those. Even though I don't really listen to Adam Carolla, Morning Stream is so amazing. Mine would be
listening to Adam Carolla. It's so good.
Mine would be a toss up between Fanboys XL.
I almost just fell out of my chair.
No, but seriously, I'm really into FilmSack. I love that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We actually made a whole podcast, Murder Basement, from the idea of FilmSack. That's one of those shows that when it comes out, I listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it just never seems to disappoint. Scott Johnson does an amazing job with that, and thank you. The other one would be Convert to Raid, the podcast I just started listening to. That show is great because of all the personalities on that show, and also their production value. Like, and I mean, I don't want to sound like elitist, but as like someone who does this weekly, like for them, the way they do their show, mm-hmm. it kind of makes you want to do your show better. You know what I mean?
Right. It gives you more incentive to be like, look, our show is doing pretty good, but after listening to this show, we can make it so much better.
Yeah, and those guys, it's an amazing podcast. And like, even if you don't raid in World of Warcraft, but you play, go listen to that show because they do some awesome stuff on that show. Those guys are really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. But those would be mine.
Agreed.
Those would be mine. Well, that should do it. But before we get into the wrap-up, we do have an iTunes review, do we?
We do. We have an iTunes review from Greg Watson. 5 stars. Thank you, Greggy Wiz.
Greggy Wiz.
That's he's also known as his AKA.
AKA.
Just wanted to say that I've been listening for quite some time, back in the Super Fanboys and Murder Basement days. Oh, those days. No. Okay. And I should have done this a while ago, but you guys absolutely have one of the best shows out there when it comes to podcasts. Well, you know. I wish we had a TV show.
Yeah.
That would be even better. This show has everything you want. Comedy, drama, entertainment news. I mean, it's a show for geeks, and it's amazing. I'm glad you guys are getting the following you deserve now. Keep up the great work, and also keep going with the made-up movie segment. Best thing I've ever heard on a podcast. Yeah.
That is pretty good.
Speaking of made-up movies, I think my favorite movie of 2012 is Bedpan Patrol.
Yeah, that was a good one. I had a lot of fun doing that. Yeah, and we have an email. We'll save that for next year. See what I did there? See what I did?
I'm going to let you know right now. I fucking hate when people do that.
I know, me too.
I hate. You know how many people saw me today while I was at work? They're like, see you next year.
That's how it always happens.
Go fuck yourself. Next year. I hate that. It's so stupid. Next year, yeah, is on Tuesday, but you can just say, see you on Tuesday.
Oh, God, I gotta get over this sick. That's great.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing, see you next year. Oh, it's so great. Fucking stupid. It gets so fucking old. And you sound like a retard. Like, cut the shit out.
Well, Greggy
Wiz. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Mr. Wiz. I don't know what you prefer.
Mr. Wiz.
We really appreciate the 5-star review and your kind words. And, yeah, that means a lot to us when we hear that kind of stuff. So if you guys also like us, then like us.
You are so good, Bob.
I am. But
so good at
this.
That
reminds me, I wanted to play this for you because I found it and I thought I lost it. Before we get into the wrap-up.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. The Science Guy. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
You're welcome.
This has got to be one of the most unorganized episodes we've ever done.
I know, it's great, isn't it? Great. Hey, it's the last one of 2012.
All right.
So before we get into the wrap-up, how many times have I said that tonight?
At least 5.
Oh, it's epic. I just want to say to you, Rick Piven.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for half a year now,
mm-hmm.
and I've been having a lot of fun.
Me too. It's been a blast.
It's been awesome. I know we talked about doing the podcast since you used to live down in this area, and I'm glad we're finally doing it, and not to get too sappy or emotional, but I can't quit you.
I just can't quit you, sir.
No, but here's to 2012 being a great, awesome podcast year. To our fans for really sticking it out with us and, you know, kind of showing us that you're there and you're listening. We appreciate that. We thank you. And there's going to be big things in 2013 for us, I think, so.
Yeah. And in 6 more months, we hit 1 year, right?
Yeah.
The show turns 1.
Ooh.
Dude, you want to know what's crazy?
What?
In 1984, gasoline cost $1.10.
Thanks for that. I'm just kidding.
I got a book, 1984, Remember When. And it's like it's got like ads in it for trucks and shit from the 80s. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. It's the year I was born. Like, it talks about like how the best song of of 84 was the Ghostbusters theme song.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, what movies came out and shit. God, it's cool.
It's all right. Ghostbusters.
I'm pretty sure I have ADD.
Well, Rick, I know you do. So why don't we go ahead and get into the wrap-up finally.
All right, if you want to find us on the interwebs, you can find us on fxlnetwork.com. You can go there and do /donate. Donate some money to us if you want. We'll use it for cool things, and it'll make the show better.
Yes.
You can also go to Twitter and find us at fxlnetwork. You can find Bob at BobertF, and you can find me at Rick Piven. By the way, his name really isn't Bobbert. It's Bob. You know who you are. Facebook.com/FXL Network if you want to find us on the Facebook. You can email us at fanboysxlpodcast@gmail.com if you have any recommendations or if you have a made-up movie idea or anything else cool you want us to talk about. Or if you just want to shoot the shit, we'll read the email on the show. You've heard it. We've done it for a couple weeks now. We'll do it again.
We will.
And you can head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'll read that too. Subscribe, tell your friends, recommend them go to it. Coolest thing in the world is when you type FXL in iTunes, you don't even have to finish saying it. It's already there because so many people do it. And I just want to say thank you, Internet, for a great 2012.
It's been an amazing journey. Yeah, one more time, 2012. Also this.
Here's your Game Boy. Shut the fuck up.
And this.
Pizza toppings, candy bars.
And this.
Shoe brand without me.
And
the
this.
Best news of the week in my eyes.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Here's to future episodes in 2013. And Rick, I'll see you next year.
See you later, bitches.